At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's not a class for, like you say, blue chip talent, peak talent. Like I talked about the edge rushers. It's not a class for 10 plus, 12 plus sack guys. Wide receiver class. This is not a class for like 100 catches, over 1,000 yards every season, like five guys go in the first round. But you start looking at some of these names, some of these big guys who can play in the slot, and some of these small guys who can stretch the field, and you're like, man, if you can't find useful players out of this, you ain't looking.
Benjamin Solak now with ESPN on One Bills Live, maybe yesterday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. Sal Capaccio will join us later. Paul Hamilton as well. And right now on the West Her Hotline is Sam Paniatovich, the host of Bet Sweats. And he is an Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. As you know, Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Be sure to catch Bet Sweats 9 to noon weekday mornings on the newly rebranded BetMGM network on the Odyssey app and on the Bet 1520.
I was just thrown off for a second, Sam. We're streaming this, right? YouTube and the Twitch, where all the kids are. And there was just a shot of Mike that I had never seen. I know that there's a camera over in the corner. But I just saw you just now. That whole intro was you with that shot. And there, it's back again. Thanks, G. That threw me off. I hadn't really seen you like that before.
Well,
it's like you're on Skycam or something.
I love it. Love being able to come up with new content after all these years. How are you, Sam?
I'm good, Mike. It's great to hear that Bulldog made it back in one piece from vacation.
Yes.
Barely, but I did, yes.
Yes. We have...
Barely made it back in one piece.
He sounds better than ever. We've got a lot to go over.
I tried to drink all the rum in Puerto Rico. I gave it my best.
You a rum guy at all, Sam?
I can do whatever you want, except for Southern Comfort. No more Southern Comfort ever again.
I am not. So Mike used to have a rum party at the first house he and his wife lived in. Yes, we've been together long enough that we've had, you know, he's had more than one house in our relationship. And I never was a big rum guy, but then I started going on these vacations where there's a blender and tropical fruit available, and I just became blender rum drink guy. And I relish the opportunity. In fact, two nights or so before we left, my wife and I were sitting together, and I just out of nowhere said, rum drinks.
It's just a lot of work.
I'm happy to do the work.
It's just a little bit too much work.
There's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I took the recipe straight from Always Sunny, one of my favorite shows, when Danny DeVito makes the rum ham, right? Well, his idea of a rum ham is to just take the ham and drop it in a pool of rum.
Right. It's not complicated.
Can't do that. So what I do every Easter, I am not kidding. I will happily post a picture when we're done talking here and tag you guys both in it. I do a rum ham every Easter. It is brown sugar, butter, and Meyer's rum, the dark rum. Yep. And you let that sit for about 20 minutes, and then you pour it over the ham, throw it in for about 4 hours. It is the best ham you will ever have, and I would highly suggest, maybe not at Easter, maybe try it out before Easter, right. But I do it every Easter now. My mom's always like, are we having rum ham? I'm like, yes, Mom, relax.
Rum ham.
I am so happy to learn of this. I
writing it down.
We had that the Danny DeVito rum ham that was we had that in an open at some point on this show.
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we did
the rum ham.
Sam Panayotovich, noted Rockies fader or hater, if you prefer. The Rockies are 1-5, but Sam, their starters ERA so far is 1.35. The Rockies, who never get pitching, they're on the road, but still, like, they never get pitching. They get 1.35 ERA from their starters through the first week, and they're 1-5.
I would bet that does not last. I can only imagine how much worse it's going to get when they start trading guys off, because this is a team a lot like the White Sox last year that's going to the bottom. There's no hope. There's no reason to keep anybody good. So if guys like Kyle Freeland, for example, have a solid April and May, they're going to trade him June or July. They're going to be getting rid of anybody that has a pulse. And with an ERA of 1.35, they are still 1-5. They can't score. They have 11 runs in 6 games. And I know Sneaky Joe is really happy right now because he's got, what, under 62.5 on the season?
I don't know what the number ultimately was. You mentioned it. It might have been 60.5 when you mentioned it. Somewhere in there.
They're not getting there either. It doesn't matter. I mean, this is probably the worst team in baseball. The Pirates are 2-5. They're better than that. The Braves are better than 0-7. The AL Central, every team's going to have around like 65, 70 wins. But this team, the Rockies, think about this. The Dodgers and the Padres are 15-0 combined. The Giants are 5-1. The D-backs are 4-3. Where do the wins come in the division for Colorado? I don't know.
Right. Cincinnati has managed to lose 1-0 3 days in a row. That's pretty good. You don't see that a lot.
Only to be outdone by the Marlins winning their first 3 games against Pittsburgh in walk-off fashion. The Pirates were 0-3 with 3 walk-off losses.
Bad team staying bad. Sam Panayotovich on the Wester Hotline. The final four this weekend. I'm getting the sense here, Sam, that everybody bet Duke. I mean, you were all about Duke to the Final Four, and it was close to even money. That made it kind of easily. What's on the line? You often bring up the sports books. Like, are they really at risk here because of Duke?
Well, they tend to get a little hyperbolic. We had Patrick Everson on our show today, who's a very big Vegas reporter, and he used the quote, if we can get Duke out, we could take off the oxygen mask. Yeah. That's from one of the sports book directors. Now, I don't really believe that, but you have four of the favorites in the Final Four. The liability isn't really all that big on a lot of these teams. I think the problem with that Duke quote, not the problem, but the truth behind it, is that you had people like me talking about Duke for the last 3 months. And, like, people watch Duke in the tournament and go, oh, yeah, Duke's good, and they bet Duke. So I think it's a compilation of people that bet it in January and February, but also people in March and into this tournament that just kept adding on at, you know, 4-1, 3-1, 2-1. And now at one book, they're -110. I'm looking at BetMGM right now, still -110. And it's very funny, you know. Guys will lay -110 every Sunday in the NFL. But I'd say, hey, you should bet Duke -110. I don't know. I'm like, okay, all right. So we pick and choose our -110. Let me throw this at you guys. Since you can no longer bet Duke at a plus price, what about Duke and Scottie Scheffler to win the Masters at 10-1?
This is your kind of thing.
This is absolutely my
combining
kind of thing.
Sports.
Yes. I'm totally here for that. Yes.
Okay. So if it's not Scheffler, somebody doesn't like Scheffler, how about Rory? If you do Duke and Rory, it's 14. If you do Duke and Rahm, it's 31. If you do Duke and Luda Oberg, it's 35-1.
What are those guys, or just a couple of them, on their own?
So the current field right now, Scheffler's just shy of 5-1. Okay. Rory's about 7. Morikawa, 14. Rahm and Oberg are 16.
So you're doubling.
Shambo, 18.
You're doubling.
Yeah, basically.
The
right.
bet, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said the first college basketball I heard from you this year was just Duke and Auburn. Don't even worry about anything else. Duke and Auburn. Too bad you got them on the same side. I mean, I don't know. If you had futures bets on both teams, better off if, you know, Auburn's on the other side. But still good.
Well, no, Auburn plays Florida on the left side, and then Duke's got Houston.
Oh, I'm wrong anyway. So, good then. Sorry, I was thinking that it was
it's
opposite
fine. I'm actually glad you made this colossal mistake. I have heard so much Florida the last 2-3 weeks that it's sort of, it's jumped the shark, guys, because it really was for 5 months. It was Duke, Auburn, and then everybody else. And now Florida's a 2.5-3 point favorite on Auburn, and I'm just not there. You know, the status of Jahni Broome's a big deal. He's their best player. He left the game in the Elite Eight and then had to come back. He looked a little off. They say he's going to go, but I think this should be a pick 'em. Now, look, it's not like me to make a huge bet in the Final Four because these are very tight lines, and I don't really have that much of an edge. But I don't think Florida should be 2.5-3 points better than Auburn. So piggybacking off what you said, Duke and Auburn, well, now it's Duke and Florida in the eyes of everybody, and I'm just not there from a number standpoint.
Yeah. How good should this weekend be? And does the tournament need, like, I don't know, does it need redemption? The whole thing unfolded while I was in Puerto Rico, so, like, I'm not going to BS you. I didn't watch a second of it. But, it, you know, with all the favorites, all the one seeds, everything, it feels like it was in the first couple days I was keeping track of it while I was traveling on Friday. And it just, you know, there wasn't the upsets and the buzzer beaters. It just felt like a kind of And I wonder if you feel like the tournament needs the juice of a really dynamite close weekend here.
I don't know if it needs the juice, and I apologize. I'm in the middle of the Reagan Airport right now. In case you're wondering, the flight to Seattle's been delayed, in case you guys are wondering. Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, I'm not on it, so I don't care. The last time and the only other time we had four number ones was 08. That was Kansas, Carolina, Memphis, and UCLA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And both Final Four games were blowouts. So you would think having four number ones is going to be great basketball, and I hope we get that. But it doesn't mean that we will. My thing is I don't think anybody can touch Duke, and that's not a hot take coming from me, as you guys know. I've been talking about it for months.
Yeah.
Houston has elite defense. But as we've seen all year and all tournament, elite offense beats elite defense. And Duke has, I mean, they have three top 10 picks along with the number one pick, Cooper Flagg. So I think Duke's going to win and maybe pull away in the second half. Florida Auburn should be a good game. We did see that earlier this year in SEC play. Yeah. I think that's going to be the game of the day. And then, you know, Monday you get Duke Florida or Duke Auburn. Now watch Houston win, because I've been throwing shade at them all segment. I think it's going to be the highest basketball level we've seen all season, because these are the four best teams, quite literally.
Yeah, so no. Yeah.
Good ball, but I don't know that the games are going to be close, Bulldog.
Yeah, I was waiting to say here, I don't know how much you keep track of the KenPom efficiency ratings. It's not something that I really invest a lot of time in at all, but I'm reading from Jay Billis at ESPN.com earlier today that these are the four best teams in that ranking, and not only that, they are in the top 10 all time since these rankings started being made available, which goes back to 1997. Duke is 2 all time, Houston 6, Florida 8, Auburn number 10. I mean, that is pretty impressive.
It very much is. You know what's ironic, though, about that list? That 98-99 Duke team on top, the best team ever or so, they lost in the championship to UConn. That was the Rip Hamilton year at UConn. So the truth is, in every college basketball game and in any NFL playoff game, you have one bad period, one bad quarter, one bad half. Sometimes that's enough to hold you back. I do think Duke's going to win it all, but I did have to laugh when I saw that list that the best team ever in the history of KenPom didn't even win the championship.
Best NFL team ever may be the Patriots in 07, who lost. I don't know. That's part of sports, as you're saying. Sam, what about the NFL draft? Are you there yet?
Yeah, I'm here. I have Colston Loveland. I bet him under 19.5. He's a tight end from Michigan. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at this number too, guys. It's so wild because we talked about Shedeur Sanders like a month ago. And I remember saying, like, give me 4.5 and I'll go over, you know, to go fifth or higher. They put a number up, one of these books, 8.5. And I don't even know what to do with 8.5. Do you?
Wow. Well,
I mean, when we first talked about it, I would say push it to go. I would go over. But now it seems to me, it certainly sounds more like he could go in the top five.
I keep reading mocks with him third. Okay. And if I was picking third, I'm not a GM. I only play one on this segment from time to time. I would not take him third. He's not ready. And you're going to throw him into a spot and play right away. And I just think that's a disaster waiting to happen. But 8.5 sort of makes me do a double take. I don't know what to do with 8.5. And if you want to bet Cam Ward now to go first,
minus 20,000.
Yeah, 3,100.
Yeah. Well, the Giants could take Sanders, and they've got two guys that'll be ahead of them. I mean, they gave Winston some money, and they also signed Russell Wilson. So we talked about that already earlier today. I'm not sure if it makes sense, but they could still do it, and that's a spot where he would have all the time he needs, I would think, to develop.
So it's so.
I have to ask you guys, what do the Bills do? Because we do have a market on what position the Bills do with the first pick that they have. What do you guys think?
There's corner and there's defensive tackle, and I'm not sure there's anything else.
I mean, okay, well, that's the odds. D-line is 140, cornerback is 260, and then safety's 4-1.
Corner would be, if I were to bet that and pick one, it would be corner. And the Giants, it's just such bad management if they do that. With why do they even need Winston? And Sanders would still be the same top five pick on a rookie deal, no matter how many other quarterbacks they have on the team. 8.5 is because New Orleans is at 9, and New Orleans is considered like a possibility for him. I think it's the kind of draft maybe, though, Sam, where teams move up like all the time because they've got their preference 2-3 picks away. And I mean, this can always happen, but it's considered so flat from 8 or 10 or so all the way down into the second round that just go up for the position, the player you want, and not worry about it. With all the comp picks now too, teams can throw around fourths and fifths. I could see, even if it's the Saints, who always are trading their picks, sitting there at 9, wanting Sanders and moving up a couple spots to get him and finding a team that would be fine with that.
I think one of those guys, not to go back to Colston Loveland, but I think he's very live to go to the Colts at 14. And if he makes it past 14, you could see a team, you know, trade up and take him. I mean, pass-catching tight ends are such a big deal now. You know, the guys in Buffalo, guys like Kelsey, you know, guys like that, just like pass-catching tight ends are a big deal. So I do like that number. I'm laughing at this. The Bills to take a quarterback with their first pick is 400-1. That's very funny.
Probably bad bet. How about Loveland for first tight end? That could be a good price.
It's a good price, but I don't think he's going to go before Tyler Warren from Penn State. That's the only problem. His number, just for context, is 9.5. So he's 9.5. Loveland's 19.5. The math tells you it's probably not a winner.
I would definitely bet the over on Warren. I like Loveland as first tight end. I'd bet 9.5. I mean, what is it? Chicago at 10? Where are the Jets? The Jets are in that 8 range, whatever the 6, whatever it is. I don't know. Kincaid, who was the first tight end picked 2 years ago, was not supposed to be. It was supposed to be Michael Mayer.
Right.
And
the other Raiders tight end.
Yeah, the first Raiders tight end. And Kincaid didn't work out at the combine. But he still got there. So I think it's early. I heard Evan Silva say this on his Establish the Run podcast this week, and it makes sense to me that it's still early enough where you'd want to bet long shots because it's going to change a lot in the next couple of weeks. So it's going to sound like it's changing a lot. So, all right. I'm excited to do it. I'm in the process of downloading directions to a place where I can, it's called Pennsylvania, where I can do, maybe you've heard of it, where you can actually make these kind of bets. So I'm excited about that. Just need a window.
Okay. Well, while you get the directions to Pennsylvania, I'm going to work on finding the best picture I can of the rum ham and slap it on X for you guys.
The rum ham.
I need to see rum ham. Although, I don't know. You painted a pretty graphic picture already with your words, Sam. You're quite the artist. So I want to see the picture, but I think I got it. I think it's going to be a ham soaking in rum.
Careful out there.
I put the pineapple in there, too, the pineapple chunks at the bottom.
Don't forget the pineapple. Right.
Careful out there. Rafael Devers is up to batting 107.
Oh, baby. Him and Trout are at a race to the bottom. They're both really bad right now.
Well, I assume you're catching a flight, so have a good trip.
No, I landed. I was hanging out for you guys, okay. And now I'm off to see the Wizard.
All right. Thanks, Sam. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys. See ya.
Sam Paniatovich, Bet Sweats. Weekday mornings on the Bet 1520 and the Odyssey app. Dylan Cruz, the prospect, one of the top prospects in baseball on the Nationals, I saw today, 0-4-18 with 10 Ks is how his career is starting. That's not great. Cam Smith, another top prospect in Houston. I know Devers and Trout are not prospects, but Cam Smith in Houston off to a slow start. You know, you see some of these young guys make the team, always like when it happens. They don't get sent down, even though they seem like they obviously deserve it because of the service time stuff. But, you know, it doesn't have to be that they can just walk in the cold sometimes and just wreck major league pitching. That's doing a lot. All right, Sal coming up at 4. We will talk about the stadium ceremony today. The off-season program dates came out yesterday. And more Bills topics, always some draft in there with Sal as well. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. The Sabres play tomorrow night and Sunday night, 7 and then 6 for their games Saturday and Sunday against Tampa and Boston, both at home.
Thank you. Right. Sorry.
All right. Ovechkin tonight.
You had it. I didn't need to. Right. Hosting Chicago.
Hosting Chicago.
And Gretzky is on his way. Like he's going to be there from now until whenever. You know, whenever the record falls.
2-tie, 3-win. And NHL Network, I think, for this game tonight.
Oh, great. Where's Travis Yost with nobody will be able to watch it?
Now, why would that be?
I think it's not as readily available. We're lucky we have it on our streaming service of choice. But I don't think it's as widely distributed as some other channels may be. So Travis is always there when there's if there's a game on a Saturday afternoon and for some reason it's only on NHL Network, you'd be like, great, this looks like a great matchup. Too bad no one's going to be able to watch it.
Okay.
And I'm always like, I get NHL Network.
Will you watch this game tonight?
I'm going to watch it.
I would think you would.
I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. My wife's worked a couple nights in a row, and we've got a night together tonight, so it might be a movie night or something. So I don't know.
But she's not captivated by this.
Probably
goal
not.
Scoring record.
No,
she's not into it.
No.
Sal next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. WG.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way: House of the Home Theater sounds appealing, but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.